Walking along Dubai Beach, Ziba Shakib gazes across the Gulf to nearby Iran. She grew up in Tehran, but left shortly after the 1979 revolution. She has done well. She's a best-selling author and has homes in Italy, New York, and Dubai. She has returned to Iran only a few times since, but would like to go back.
My hope is
if I will be able one day to live and work in Iran like I live anywhere else now.
She has written a lot on Afghanistan, focusing on the strength of women in difficult times. As for Iran, she says the Islamic Revolution has been both good and bad for women.
We have become more suppressed, but we were never free. And the past 30 years in Iran have taught not only men and boys, but especially girls and women to fight even more. Yeah? And a lot of women and girls who otherwise would not have had education do have education now. They do work. They do have responsibility, they do have an opinion.
The Iranian Revolution forced Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi out of office and swept into power religious cleric Ayatollah Khomeini. But after he took power, draconian laws were put in place that took away many women's rights. Human rights activist Shireen Ebadi was a judge under the Shah. Like many professionals and intellectuals, she initially supported the revolution. She was soon forced out of her job, but did not give up her fight for democracy and human rights, often amid death threats. In 2003, she won the Nobel Peace Prize for her work. Speaking to VOA in London, she said the revolution's promises of individual and social freedom have not been realized.
I never saw the freedom that I wanted being realized. That's why I became a defender of human rights, and I'm fighting so that we actually gain that freedom.
Shireen Ebadi stayed in Iran, but between 2 to 3 million other Iranians left during and after the revolution. Many settled in the United States, Europe, and here in Dubai. Fariba Shiva is a beautician in Dubai. She left Iran when she was 8. But returned last year to visit her sister in Tehran. She believes many Iranian women want change in their status.
They're looking for equality. They're looking for respect. They're looking for equal opportunity. They're very well educated, most of them, and they are trying to open the space for themselves in the society.
But author Shakib says change should not mean imposing Western culture on Iranian women.
My hope for Iran is if 80% of Iran's population, of which the half should be women and girls, proudly and freely could raise their voice and say, the way my life is taking place now is good. That's my hope for Iran and for the world.
Like Ziba Shakib, many Iranian women, both home and abroad, say it's time the revolution finally delivers on its promises. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Dubai.